Bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, has been born this night in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find the babe wrapped in as strips of cloth lying in a manger.
A baby?
A manger.
Glory to God in the highest! Peace on earth and goodwill toward men! Glory to God in the highest! Peace on earth and goodwill toward men! Glory to God in the highest! Peace on earth and goodwill toward men!
And so the shepherds left their flock and hurried to the village of Bethlehem. In society's eyes, shepherds should not be the first ones to greet the King of Kings. But isn't that just like the Creator of the universe? He uses lowly people to do amazing things for His glory.
Fear not, the angel said, behold, Messiah's come, the one of whom you've read. And as he spoke to men that day, the heavenly host around the throne joined in to say, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announced his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announced his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Sing glory to God in the highest glory, in the highest glory, in the highest glory. Heavenly angels announced his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Heavenly angels announced his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory.
Won't bite. He's just a small baby. A little shy? Well, that's okay. I am too. Your friends left in such a rush to go tell the world. I think that's how they put it. And what a thing to tell. Did you know an angel visited me too? It's true. And he said that my boy would be great. The Son of God. He said that he would be the king of angels. The king of all. Do you think that they'll understand? Do you think that they'll come to worship him? Will they accept him? Just look around us. It's not exactly a palace, is it? Noisy animals. Hay out of all things for a bed. And that stench for everything that he is. Maybe this isn't enough. I find myself just watching him. Adoring him. I thought I knew what love was. Until he came along. My mother gave this blanket to me when I was just a little girl. A gift of love. I wore it out. When we were preparing for the trip to Bethlehem, I told Joseph I wanted to bring it. No, he said. We must pack light. I brought it anyway. The baby needs a blanket. Yes, they will come. The faithful. How could they not? He was born the king of angels. He will be great and mighty. He is all this and more. But when you go tell my young friend, be sure to tell them that he is an incredible gift of love.
Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Thank you.
Did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has wounds where angels draw? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know?
Great. desire is to bring honor and glory to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, you may have looked at the very front of your bulletin. The title of this year's musical was To the Glory of God. And we just sang about that, glory to God in the highest. You know, I couldn't help but think about that as we were listening to that song and listening to the other songs that we've heard this morning. A passage of scripture came to my mind that speaks of the glory of the Lord that we celebrate this Christmas. I want to read just a couple of verses to you from this passage of scripture in the Gospel of John. John chapter 1, listen to what the word says about what we're singing about and what we're celebrating this morning. John 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word being Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." But thanks be to God that the end of the story isn't just creation. Listen to what John says in verse 14, that the Word, Jesus, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, the good news that we're singing about this morning and celebrating this morning is that God, the Creator, the Sustainer of all things, perfect and holy, He didn't just create the world and then sit back in heaven and just watch as things unravel. No, God loves us so much that He came to the world Himself. He didn't just send a messenger. He didn't just wait for us to figure it out. He came. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. What a gift, amen? What a gift of God that the glory of God wouldn't just stay in the heavens, but He would come to the earth for us. We've sung about that today. We're listening to music. We're listening to the scriptures. But here's where we have to understand. Here's what we have to understand this morning, that because of that truth, we're faced with a choice. Listen to what John says here in the same chapter, John chapter 1, verse 9. He says, "The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him." Yet listen to this. "Yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Did you hear in that little passage of scripture, there's a dichotomy. There are two responses to the good news that the Word, Jesus, became flesh, that the God of heaven came to this world. The first response is that what many people have done is they hear that message, and the Bible says they reject it. In other words, they hear the story and they decide, that's not what I want to do. That's not how I want to live my life. I want to live my life my own way, pursue my own happiness, pursue my own joy. But you know, that road never leads to fulfillment. It only leads to emptiness. The only way of fulfillment is having a relationship with the Father. And did you hear the hope that we just heard in that verse? That to those who believe, we have the ability to become not just fulfilled, we have the ability to become children of God. We have the ability to have a relationship with the Father, the God of heaven who came to this world. He wants a relationship with us. And that's what we've sung about today. That's what we celebrate. Glory to God in the highest. The whole gift of Christmas isn't just a baby. It's not just songs. It's not Christmas trees. It's Christ came for us. And so my invitation to you this morning is very simple. Do you know Christ? Do you know the gift of a relationship with the Father through the Son, Jesus? And see, the story goes, He didn't just come as a baby and then that was it. No, Jesus came as a baby. He lived a perfect life. And then ultimately, He died on the cross to pay the price for our sins so that you and I could have a right relationship with the Father. And then we know that that's not the end of the story. After He died, on the third day, He rose from the dead so that you and I could have the hope of eternal life with Him. And I just want to encourage you, if you're here today and maybe you've never known the peace and the joy of having a relationship with Jesus today, you can. You can trust in Him. You can have a relationship with God today. And maybe today you're here and you want to know more about that. Or maybe you'd like to make that decision. Or maybe you have some questions. Let me invite you to do something. When you came in this morning, you should see in the back of that pew a little card that looks like this. Eric mentioned it a little bit earlier in the service. On the front it says a connect card. On the back are some next steps. And maybe you're here and maybe you want to trust in Jesus. Or maybe like Mr. Mary and you want to be baptized. Or maybe there's something else the Lord is leading you to do. Would you just check that box that applies to you? And as we dismiss here in just a little while, as you exit, there are going to be ushers at each of the doors. If you miss one of them, there are boxes at each door. Just let us know how we can help you in your pursuit of Jesus. And even if you're here as a believer, maybe you have a prayer request, or maybe the Lord has stirred something in your heart today about a follow-up decision or something that we as a staff can help you with. That's our desire. We want to see God in you, and we want to see you pursue a relationship with Him, not just in this life, but for all eternity. I'm so thankful for what God is doing in our church. I'm thankful to be a part of it. And I'd like to lead us in prayer as we continue our time of worship this morning. Father, thank you so much for the joy of singing hymns of praise to you. Thank you, Father, for the gift of music. God, the gift that you've instilled within the heart of man to bring you honor and glory and praise. I thank you more than anything, Father, for the gift of Christ. God, you love the world so much that you gave your one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Father, I pray that if there's anyone here today who does not yet know the gift of life through Jesus, that today would be the day they find that peace and joy of which we've sung today. God, for those of us who know you, would you encourage us and challenge us to continue to go out to this world and share the light of Jesus? And God, we ask all of these things, as the title of our musical says, God, to your glory, to the glory of God. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
A holy hush all over as I walked into the room, and I stood before him face to face. I was gloriously made new. There was a great and awesome presence, and a light as bright as day. And as I bowed to kneel with the angels, I heard the Spirit say, all rise, all rise, to stand before the throne in the presence of the Holy One. The Messiah, oh, rise. Then I looked at those all around me with their hands uplifted high, and the Spirit laid its hands on me, and I uplifted mine. We were singing hallelujahs, praises to his name. And as I bowed to kneel with the angels, I heard the Spirit.